I'm thinking about the subject of the way. Everybody wants their way, right? Everybody struggles and fights for their way. I would be willing to say that everyone in here has had a struggle at some point or another with someone else over getting your way. You want to have it the way you want to have it. And I'm not saying that that's necessarily that you were wrong in that way. It's just that it becomes a struggle. There was years ago, I worked with a guy that came to work one day and told me that he was having some trouble with him and his wife was having some troubles, and she told him that there was two ways. She said, there's my way and there's a highway. You got a choice. You can do it one way or the other. The scripture says that every way of man is right in his own eyes. It's something to consider that it's an analogy or an allegory of sense that the way, it is talked about the ways you travel. Highway is a way of travel, so it's the way to go somewhere. I would say the easiest way to get to Oklahoma City from here is probably the highway out here. Probably 35 would take you the most. It's not the only way, though. I imagine out in this country you could go to Oklahoma City a number of other ways. That wouldn't be the most direct. That's probably the most direct way and easiest way, but you could probably take a roundabout way and go here and there and probably end up down there at Oklahoma City. Wouldn't be the easiest way, but it would be a way. And we all have an idea of what we want in life. But I want to say something today. We do struggle for our way. But Jesus said, I think in the 14th chapter of John, I am the way. I am the way. Now, we can debate on the better way of doing things in life and take different ways about that. But Jesus said, when it comes to the eternal things, he said, I am the road. I am the way. If you want to be successful in this, I'm the way. You can argue with me and we can come up with different opinions about a lot of different things. But unfortunately, what happens, I notice a lot in life, what happens is that people do that with God. I want my way. I want to go to heaven. And I'm going to go my way. But the trouble with that road is it doesn't go there. That road doesn't go, your way doesn't go to heaven. Jesus' way goes to heaven. And we'll struggle a lot of times and say, I'm going to get on this road and I'm going to travel that road and I'm going to end up in heaven when I get through. But it don't go there. So Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I'm the way. I'm going to have to get on that way. So I have an example put before me. A way. How do I perform these things? And one of the things I think that we probably all recognize is that when you have a right heart to live for the Lord, but you don't always know. I want to do right, but I don't always know what right is. I mean, some things are what they say, no-brainers. There is no-brainers. You don't have to think about this. I don't have to wonder whether or not I should get into a physical altercation with Brother Clint. He's bigger than me, for one thing. I mean, that'd be a bad deal. But I know it's a no-brainer that that's not the right way. Yeah. That doesn't accomplish anything. That's not the right way. That's not spiritual. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. That is a no-brainer. I don't have to worry about that. That's not a deal. But there's other things that is not that clear to me. I don't know. Should I stand on principle here against something, or should I go ahead and give in? And sometimes, I'll be honest with you. We need the Lord to know what to do. Well, I'm going to give you an example of what I'm talking about. Sometime back, my son, Marty, tested positive for COVID. And when he did, the health department asked him for the contacts that he had had during the time that he would have been contagious or whatever. And I was a contact. I had sat with him for a while during that period. And so they call me up and say, you know, this Marty, yeah, this is me. And they said, well, you've been listed as a contact of a positive COVID. Okay, yeah, that's true. I am. Well, you're going to have to quarantine. And okay, whatever I'm supposed to do, I'll do it. That's not a hard thing. I'll do it. And so we talked a little bit. And she said, well, we can't make you do it, but would you be willing to take a test, a COVID test? And I said, well, if it helps you, if it helps you out and it's what you want me to do, I can do that. It wouldn't be no problem. I said, what does it cost? Oh, it's free. It's a free test. You can just go down to the clinic. We'll make your appointment and you can just go right down. You just drive in. They do the swab and that's it. Well, okay. Well, if that's the case, I'll do it. So I went and done it. And when I got through with the test, the nurse that was giving me the test said, well, we'll just bill you for this. And I said, whoa, wait a minute. The health department told me this is a free test. And the nurse said, well, the test is free, but the administration ain't. I mean, and I'm there like, they told me this was free. It's not free. No, it's not free. So anyway, it wasn't free. They've been billing me $123. I can come up with $123. I can pay that, but I haven't paid it. It's not that I won't, folks. I wouldn't risk my soul for $123. Nowhere, no how, no way. But I'm not sure whether I owe $123 yet or not. I mean, there is a dilemma. I know what my way is. My way is to stick my heels as deep in the ground as I can and said, I won't pay this on principle as long as I live. You can be stubborn like that. I really don't know exactly what I should do. And I'll say this to you, I'm willing to pay $123 if that's what I got to do. But the health department really ought to pay it. So I told them, I'm going to give you a space of time to do what's right. I don't like people not being guilty of doing wrong things. So I'm going to give you a space of time to do what's right because you really should take care of this. But I may have to at the end. But I'm just telling you, that's the way entangled life gets sometimes. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's easy enough. I won't lose sleep over this one way or the other. I wouldn't let it get to the point that there's bitterness or none of those kind of things. But I'm just not sure what I really could do here in this situation. I would rather it get paid and them do it and it never, but that's not the way it seems to work out. But I don't really know. So my idea is with that as an example, a lot of things in life is that, Lord, I really don't know what to do. I really don't know how to respond to this. Jesus is our example. And I can say, what would Jesus do? But I'll be honest with you, I don't always know in those particulars of life just exactly what Jesus would do. I mean, it gets complicated sometimes. We really need the Lord to be able to help us in the way. It's not just to be able to say, I do this. I don't know if you all do this, but we more and more are relying on GPS. It's a pretty good thing, to be honest with you, to type somebody's address in and you're going along and it says, turn right. turn left. Do you know, I don't know how, when I get there at the end of the time, I don't know any more how to get there than I did before. But I know how to follow the GPS, and it comes out to the right place. But there's a place over in West Virginia, I think it's called Buffalo Mountain, I think. And it goes up to the old West Virginia Turnpike. And when you get at the bottom of the road, it warns you that this road is not maintained. It is not plowed after October and that kind of stuff. The last time I was up there, you could barely get a four-wheel drive truck. You could, but it'd be a rough drive getting it in there. And there's people come by there because it's a road, and the GPS tells them that they can get across there. And these people come in their little cars sometimes, and they go up there, and all of a sudden they end up way back up in the mountains and can't turn around on this old road. And sometimes it gets it wrong. But it is a way. It used to be traveled a lot, but it's not now. But it is a way. There is a way. You can go through there technically. It's a way. But it ain't a very good way. It doesn't really get you there, and there's a lot of hazards on the way there, and there's a lot of damage, and you can also really be, you can never, be honest with you, you can try to go that way and never make it that way. Even though technically it goes that way. Do you know our lives can be that way? Our lives can really be that way. We can say, this is the way I'm going to go. Do you know that the Lord has a path for each and every one of us? That is made, He has winnowed our path. He knows what obstacles that I can handle, what I need, what I don't need. Do you know that there's things that will benefit you in your life that won't benefit me in my life? There's things that will greatly hinder me in the way. And I'm not going to be able to make it if I go that way. But I might get headstrong about it and try to get that way. But I can't make it that way. But the Lord has a way for you. He says, I am. See, when we say this, we get it down to say, this road, this way, this path, this trail, this thing, Jesus says, I am that way. So, I need to say, Lord, I want to do what you want to do, but what would you do? Now, who can tell me what the Lord will do? You can say, this is what he did for me. Do you know who can tell you best what the Lord would do? The Lord. I mean, we have an example. There's no-brainers. I know that I'm supposed to be kindly affectionate one to another. We know that there's a certain ways that we behave and certain ways that we're, and things that we're supposed to think, and we know that. We know that. But sometimes things can get down to a place that we really don't know what to do. And the Lord wants to help us. That when we get through our trials and our place, we can say, the Lord hath led me. God has brought me through in this way and got me to the place that I'm supposed to be. And in one scripture, he says, I know my thoughts towards you, saith the Lord. The Lord isn't thinking of trying to laugh at us on a dead end somewhere. He isn't trying to be cruel or mean. I know my thoughts towards you. They're not of evil, but they are designed for good. I'm trying to get you to a certain destination. I'm trying to get you to a certain place. I have an expected end in mind for you. I know what I'm going to try to do with you. Metaphorically in our lives, folks, sometimes we have things in our lives that will hinder us from getting there. And the Lord needs to have us on a path, on a way that will bring that out. That we're able to see that and be able to deal with that and be able to get to us to an expected end where the Lord really wants to get us to. But I think that one of the great hindrances of our lives is my will to want to do it my way. It is an ancient struggle of mankind. It goes back to the beginning of mankind, the struggle between God and man. What is it that is always butting up against? What does God always butt up against? My will. I want it, but I want it my way. It reminds me that somebody said one time, young guy praying for, you know, praying for a wife. Brother Tony brought it out. He's praying for a wife. And he said, Lord, I submit all this to you. I want to have your way, but I want Sally. I mean, Lord, give me the wife that's right for me, but it better be Sally. I mean, I want to do the, I want the Lord to be satisfied with my way. You know, that's a little opposite of what I do want him to do that. But so often, people will change the Word of God to fit their way. You're supposed to fit your way to the Word of God. But so often, it's a struggle to say, I'm going to incorporate into this my way. I was talking to a man years ago, and we was talking about the idea of appropriate conduct on Sunday. We call it the Lord's Day. But there was a confusion in a lot. It's talking about the Sabbath day, and we was talking about this. And so this friend of mine says to me, he said, well, I tell you what I think. Said, I think it's all right to do anything you want to do on Sunday as long as you don't take pay for it. Well, I'm just interested in the truth. That was an interesting thought to me. Never heard it put just that way. So I said to him, well, and I wasn't being smart. I was being inquiring. I said, well, where did you get that at? I mean, I was sincere about there being a principle or an idea or something that put that there. So I said, well, where'd you get that at? And he said, oh, I didn't get it from anywhere. That's just what I think. And my idea was, well, I can do that about anything. I mean, if I don't have any bounds to think, I mean, if I want to just do it my way, I can just do it my way. I mean, if that's all there is to it, but that's not all there is to it. Lord, I can do it my way, but what is your way? So I'm going to ask a question today. Well, we'll get a scripture first. The scripture is over in Psalms, I believe, 81st Psalm, 11th verse. It says, but my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Can you imagine? Can you imagine the Lord just coming to you and saying, "I'm going to let you do whatever you want to do"? What would you think of that statement? I know what I'd say. Now wait a minute, Lord. I've already done that. I've already took that path. I know where that road ends. That's why I turned from my ways to start with. But in this, do you know that the worst, you may say a disease would be the worst thing that could come on you. You may say a financial backset or something like that or an economic breakdown or something would be the worst thing that can. Do you know what the worst thing that can happen to you in your life is? For the Lord to say, "Do it your way. I'm done. I'm not coming along and reproving you. I'm not going to try to change or alter you in the way you're growing. I'm not going to change that. If you want to go that way and you're insistent on going that way, go. Just go your way and believe what you want to believe and do what you want to do and follow the ways of your own heart, your own lust, what you think is best, what you want to do. But draw up your own morality. Set your own standards. Do your own thing. Lord have mercy. Where does that road end? Where do I go if I get to choose and say what it is and build it for myself?
I
asked this man a simple question because I wanted to know where he derived from the idea at, because maybe there would be something in there for me. There was nothing in there in his idea. I don't put that much credibility to your mind or to mine. But I want to know what the Lord, if Jesus says, I am the way, then I want to know what his way, what you do, Lord. You're the way. I'm not me. Do you remember when Jesus said to his disciples, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you can have no part. And it said some of them was offended by it and they walked no more with him because they was offended at that. But when they asked the disciples, Peter speaks up and he says, "Where will you go also?" He said, "Where would we go? Where would we go? I'm no path, can't build no way. My opinions don't work. My opinions ain't worth nothing. The way I think about it doesn't worth anything. You've proven, I don't know that Peter knew any better about what he was talking about than the other ones did. He didn't say he did. He didn't say that, oh, the Lord, that was so inspiring, I can't stand it, I'll just be with you all. He didn't say any of that stuff. He just had been proven to him that you're the way. Where would we go? You have the words of eternal life, and if I'm going to make it to heaven, I'm going to have to follow in this way that you have. We can set up and sometimes and make little exceptions to things and says, yeah, we ought to forgive, but you ought to forgive everybody, but boy, you don't know what he done there. And I make an exception with this with some kind of a detail or some kind of a thing. And you know, we can make ourselves believe that. But I mean, it can be really so. I know that it applies to everything else, but boy, this one's different. I'm telling you, this is something here. We'll tell you. And the Lord understands. The Lord understands and he knows all about it. He says, they wouldn't listen to me. They wanted to go their own way. They was insisting on going their own way. If there's anything that the Lord has shown in the scriptures that he'll do, is that he'll let you go your way. God don't have to let the world go their way now. He's God. But he has chosen. He has given us will to do things we want to do, go where we want to go, however we want to respond to it, we can do it. There was another passage of scripture, if you remember, where the Lord comes to Solomon. He comes to him and says, Solomon, I'll give you whatever you ask for. Think of that. You want to have a test today? Test this one. The Lord comes to you and says, ask whatever you want and I'll give it to you. What are you going to ask for? Oh boy, that big truck was awful shiny. Or, man, I'd like to be in that big house. Or, oh, if I had riches. God ain't no genie that you rub the bottle. God did say to him, I'll give you what you want. He didn't ask for riches. He didn't ask for honor. He asked for wisdom. You know, it showed his heart. Lord, give me wisdom that I might rule this great people of yours. Give me something that is going to go beyond that. And the Lord ended up saying, because you didn't ask for all these other things, I'm going to let you have them. I'm going to give them to you with a big dose of wisdom. I'm going to give you that heart, your heart's desire. What would you ask for today if the Lord was going to give you something? Lord, help us. What would I really ask for? Well, I'm not sure that I could say a specific thing that I'd ask for, but I know a lot of things that I wouldn't ask for because I know they're already corrupted. But I could ask for the wisdom like Solomon asked for. Lord, give me a wisdom. Give me an understanding. Give me a pure heart. Give me a desire. I think if it's anything that I would ask greater of the Lord is burn my desire. Lord, give me a passionate burning desire for you, because if I have a passionate burning desire for the Lord, everything else can fade by the way. I want the Lord. I want the way of the Lord. I want to walk the way he walked. I want to do it the way he did it. If he's the way, the truth, and the life, then give me that way. And where he spoke up, I'll speak up. And where he blessed, I'll bless. And where he walks, I'll walk. In the same mind and heart that the Lord has. There is a way that seemeth right. There is a way that seems right. There's a seem right way. But you know that seem right way is different for every one of us according to our backgrounds and what we are and who we were born to and the things that are in our lives. And we can have what is a seem right way about us. And it's just what seems right. This is right for me. But it doesn't mean it's right for God. We don't have the right to make our own way. So we don't. We just incorporate it. Now we know we can't go start our own religion, right? Well, I want to say this of our belief system. We know that Jesus set the church up. So Brother Baxter, forget it. You can't set another one up. It's already set up. We don't want to do that. So we know we can't start another way. We know that. But we can sure put our philosophies, our thoughts, our different things. If we don't just humble ourselves to the truth, be willing to accept whatever the truth is. Lord, whatever this is, some of the truth is easy for me. I'll be honest with you, some of it, I just love something. Just, it's easy. There's things that's harder to swallow. Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't swallow. I'm just saying that there's other things when it comes, and I mean, yeah, we all say, yeah, we're all supposed to be humble. Well, we know that it's a general idea, but it doesn't work until you come down to a place that you need to humble yourself. Okay, humility as a general rule is something we'll all amen. Humility, like that flowing stream seeking that bed that's lowly. We'll just seek that bed that's lowly. But now comes the idea where I'm looking somebody in the eye that I don't think deserves the humility. What would Jesus do? Right here I'm in the place that says, now if I do this, Lord help me, if I do this, I know that they're going to have a moral superiority over me and they're going to look down on me. We knew you was wrong, brother. Now, remember that the next time this comes up and all these kind of things that goes in that. So the reality of it is butting up with the idea of it. Now I'm going to have to take Jesus' way. So there's someone that just despitefully uses me. And I want to do what the Lord's way. And I look at all the options within that Lord's way to put a little Marty way in there. Some way that I could put a little dagger or a little sting in it, something in there and in it. And then you get through, I'm going to tell you the best thing to do is submit yourself to the Lord's way. The Lord will take care of all of His way. It is a great way. He's got the way done. It's made. All we got to do is follow on the way. But boy, it's not as easy sometimes as just that. But do we really think that I can insert Marty's way in there and get it right? Am I really thinking that this is an accomplishment? That this, I mean, I'm going to enhance, I'm helping God out. I'm going to enhance the Lord's way with my way. The Lord's way is kind of, can be dull in a few places, so I'll polish it up a little bit. I'll make it more attractive. I'm going to help the Lord here. This needs to... listen, people need to know where they're wrong, Brother Tony. You got to let them know where they're wrong. And the Lord's way don't always sharpen that. It's nothing. It isn't always as vivid as it needs to be. So let's stick a little bit of our way, that up a little bit, and the Lord surely at judgment will say, thank you for helping me out. No. No. The only thing you're going to do with inserting that is hindering the way. The only thing that you can do is diminish it. Because the Lord has a way that is the way that we're supposed to travel. Sometimes it doesn't appear like there can be an advantage. Sometimes it does not look like anything good can come out of this situation. I really don't believe that. I think a lot of the patriarchs and a lot of the people that lived in the, I think they followed the Lord, and they didn't necessarily have the understanding except for, I know the Lord's ways, I'm going to follow the Lord. That's the way we have to do it. Our Psalm 111 says, the Lord, God's way is best, heart cease thy struggling. To see and know and understand, always seeing, always wanting to know. Just rely, God's way is best. Heart cease thy struggling. I'm not sure that Joseph knew. When he was thrown into that pit, into that well, I'm not sure that he hit the bottom saying, this is going to be wonderful because I see the, I'm going to be second to Pharaoh down here. I'm on my way. I'm glad I finally started. He didn't see that. The way wasn't that plain. It's the way of the Lord, though. Do you know Joseph had fallen into the way of the Lord? This is the way of the Lord. This is what the Lord had preordained for him. This is what he's going to do. Joseph, you going to follow? Lord, lead on. What's the next step? Are they going to kill me? No, they're not going to kill you. We're going to send you down to Egypt. I'm sure they looked on him as such a wonderful fellow. Hey, did you see this wonderful fellow we have in the caravan? Let's treat him real good. I doubt it. It was probably full of sorrow and heartache, and I'm not sure that he didn't tie him to a wheel or something. I mean, I don't know, but it was a path that the Lord had. It wasn't his path. It was the path of the Lord. To be able to say, Lord, lead on, lead on. Well, he'll lead through sunshine. He'll lead through rain. He'll send us through the water and through the flood. We'll go through some things sometimes. I suppose the Lord knows what he's doing. I think his way is the best way. I have to end up saying, lead on. I've told this a number of times, but years ago, it wasn't a night dream. It was a daydream of sorts. I was meditating and thinking about things, and it vividly come into my mind. I was standing before the Lord. And the Lord said to me, depart from me. Lord, my cry was, Lord, couldn't you have done something to have changed that? Couldn't you have done something to change my path? And the answer was yes, but you wouldn't have wanted that. And I remember my answer in my heart was so much like, oh, yes, I would. I know that means heartache. I know that's sorrow. I know there's things in life that, but Lord, depart from me. No, I'll take that remedy. I'll take that answer. I don't think that Joseph knew, but he went on. He went on, and I think he believed in the Lord as he went. He kept his integrity. He kept what he believed and what he knew, and he went on. And he gets down there, and what possibly could have come good? He's in Potiphar's house. You know, Joseph historically was reputed to have been a very good-looking young man and very smart. And he had a real understanding of math and of things, and he was smart. And that's why they wanted him there, and he's very good looking. And so he's put into a situation, and now Potiphar's wife, you remember the story without details. Who do you think everybody's going to believe anyway? And needn't say anything. You know, there's times, Lord, I commit it to you. What can I say? What can I do? How can I fight my own cause? It's stacked against me. The devil's got it here. What can I do? But follow the Lord. Follow the Lord. Lord, surely this is about as ugly, because I know how I feel about things. I mean, there's a lot of things that I can go through, and it's one thing. But when it comes down to trying to live a good, wholesome, good life and want to represent God and not be spoken evil of, and then all of a sudden this evil, this guy is a, what do you think? It felt like Jesus being called Beelzebub. I mean, he's the Son of God that came to give and show a way of mercy and love and truth and helped all these people, and they're calling the Prince of Devils. Well, Joseph, I mean, be honest with you, you're kind of a perverted young man, and look, I mean, that's a reputation that was just put on an innocent guy. How could that help the cause of God? Lead on, Lord. I don't make the way. I only follow. And he followed on anyway. He followed on anyway. Put him in prison. Now he's in prison. He's a slave bad enough. Now he's a, they think he's bad. And now he's in prison. And how can any of this be anything? And it wasn't a path that Joseph followed or that I would go. And listen, if we're not careful, we jump out of that. We jump out, we'll leave, well, we won't follow. Many of people that come to those things, they give up, they quit. I can't go down that road. I'm not going to follow that. We don't have a right to do it our way. We have to do it the Lord's way. Jesus said, I am the way. I'm so glad. Scripture tells us that he was tempted in every way. He was suffered. He was tempted. He went through all of this stuff. He was called Beelzebub. It says for us in Hebrews 12 to consider him who endured such contradiction of sinners against ourselves, against himself, lest we be wearied. Look, consider the one that traveled the way. He's already went the way. He's made the path. He's got all it is, and we got to put our feet in his prints and keep going. Joseph got to an end up place that Joseph didn't know he was going, but the Lord knew he was going, knew how to get him there, knew how to do it. Thank God that we have one that we can follow. It made a path for us. Amen. If we had only realized, and I realize it very keenly in my life because I realized what I did before the Lord came and got me. I tried to be satisfied, and I tried this to be satisfied, and I tried this to be satisfied, and I'm a young man, and I should have been at the strength of my physical strength, and I should have had the world to look forward to, and all that stuff, and at a measly 23 years old, I'm a miserable wretch, with the whole world ahead of me, and I'm a miserable, I just wasn't happy, I wasn't satisfied, nothing worked for me, bitch crossed my way, kept messing me up. I kept trying the way, this way, this way. I tried all the ways, and all the ways kept leaving me disappointed and empty. Well, the Lord comes along and says, come on, and I'll take you another way. You can follow another way. Oh, I want to tell you, that was something. Oh, Lord, that was something. I can remember after I got saved, I was, that scripture over there that says, what careful snit rod in you. I'm going to tell you, I was that scripture. I'm going to tell you, when I got saved, I had a hold of something and I didn't know what to say. And I'm telling you, I was so cautious about things. I didn't want to do this. I didn't want to say that. I'm telling you what, I said, I'm hanging on to this. I'm so careful. I want to keep this. I want to keep this right here, what I've got. Because it's so precious to me. It's so valuable. Linda and I was coming up from Oklahoma City, driving up towards Guthrie, or maybe we was coming up towards Sister Maxine's, and they was running that little amusement park over there. Well, there's a lot of things that's all right in the world. I mean, you do little fun things or whatever, people over there, whatever. I remember driving by then. We was just down there. We had a good meeting down there in Oklahoma City, and we was driving back. My wife looks over there and said something about that. I said something about the amusement ride, and she's... And I remember the feeling that we had. She said, oh, Six Flags over Texas and all that. They can have it all. I got more coming up the road here, and they've got over there all of it. I've been on a better ride than they're on. No appeal at all. No appeal at all. There's some things that's all right, folks, but I'm going to tell you. When you start wanting for things, make it a gauge to say, why am I feeling that way? Am I really engaged in the way of the Lord? Am I following the Lord? I find it dynamic. I don't want it to be just, it's just this or this. No, there's something dynamic about it. There's something that works about it. There's something inspiring about it. There's got to be more than that. You telling me that the Lord is mediocre? Are you going to testify to me of mediocrity? That he's just mediocre? That's all it is to just a mediocre? No. No, there's something more than that in the Lord. We don't always, when we're not following in the way seriously, we don't really get it. It's not a truth. You got to give in to this. I'm going to tell you, When Jesus told his disciples, if you don't give up all, you cannot be. That was a reason for that term, cannot be. And I mention it many times, but this is always in my mind when I think of that. Is my fifth grade teacher telling us that, I said, you know, Mrs. Hines, can we go get a drink? Can you? She made you say it right. Because it wasn't a matter of your ability. It's whether she was giving you permission, and she was a teacher. She's trying to teach you that. And Jesus didn't say, it's not a permission. I'm not telling you whether you can or you may or may not. You cannot be my disciple. It doesn't work. It never has, and it never will. It's got to be more than that. It's got to be a giving of ourselves to this way that the Lord has and says, Lord, I want this way. I want the way of the Lord. I want the way of the saints that went before me. I want to see the Lord answer prayer. I want to feel the Lord in our midst. I want to see somebody shout from the altar. I want this and this. This is real. God's real. And God does something for us in the way. But what about my way? Oh, I struggle with my way. Husbands wrestle wives over their ways. Parents wrestle children, and children parents over their way. Always a wrestle over, I want to get my way. Can you have your way? You children, the children are not in here, but the children are protected by the parents' way. We do it for a reason. I don't sit around and laugh or think it's funny because I got authority over my children. The authority I have is to protect them, to keep them out of dangers and harms and those kind of things. You know, our Father has made a way. We have a way. Lord, help us. Oh, I'm going to look at Ecclesiastes, I think. My will. Jesus came up to that, and it is our greatest example. It's used over and over. Where Jesus comes up, Jesus come up to it. Amen. Jesus had a will.
That's right.
Jesus, the man, had ideas. He had feelings. He comes up to a place to where he's got to face what he came for. He's about to face the death on the cross. And he comes up to that special time of prayer. He comes up and he goes before God, the Father. And he says, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass. If there's another way. This is a sincere prayer. I think it's there for us to understand this. There is things and places in our lives sometimes that's hard to go through. It's hard to step into that. But we have an example of one that said, nevertheless, not my will. Not my way of letting the cup pass. I mean, right now, I want the cup gone. And Lord, if there's a way, have you ever prayed that way? I prayed that way before. I prayed that, Lord, if there's a way of you of accomplishing this with this person I love, rather than this affliction, would you please spare them of it? But, have thy way, Lord. Boy, that's hard to say sometimes. Have thy way. Jesus prayed three times. Not my will, but thy will be done. Thy will be done. I can do I have a lot of decisions that I can make. I can do things the way, you know, within my capability. Oh, I can do things, make my choices in life. I can have my way, my will. I can do it all other ways. But not my way. Not my will. Lord, thy will be done. Over in Ecclesiastes, the ninth verse says, rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth.
and walk in the ways of thine heart. Walk in the ways of your heart. Right? It's time for it. You're young. You know, young, I'm 58 now, going on 59. And I'm being limited more and more. The older I get, I'm being limited more and more in the activities that I can do. And I look back at the activities that I used to do and the way I used to do them. And sometimes I think that I can do that activity that I used to do the way I used to do it. And I'll start to do it that way and find out that I can't do it that way. Because I have a limitation to what I can do. I can't do that way anymore. I may be able to do it, but I can't do it that way. I've got to do something else. And I'm more and more I'm changing. The instruction here is to someone that has the full use of their faculties. It's time to be young. No restrictions here on this passage. Follow the ways of your heart. If when you're out there and you're carefree and you want to go over there and dive off of that cliff into that big pool of water and you want to go have fun, climb a mountain, run the trails. I'm not talking about sins. I'm talking about life. I'm talking about life. Young man, you see a young girl and it's not prohibited to you, go talk to her. Follow the ways of your heart. Feels good, go over there. See that young girl, talk to her. Maybe there's a something going on over here. Go do. Be part of your comrades. Go over and play a game over there. Follow your heart, young man. This is the instructions of it. Follow the ways. Follow the ways, the paths, the track. Follow the ways of your heart. Follow it. Follow it. Well, I think it's good to say for everybody. God made life to live, folks. Listen, I know that some people can think that that religion can snuff you down to be a fuddy-duddy or whatever. I resist it. God made a life to live. It's holiness. I can pursue God. I can pursue His nature. I can love life. I don't have to sit around with a frown on my face or not doing anything. I don't believe it. I can live life. God gave me life, and I can thank God and go on with a praise on my lips. Thank you, Lord, for these trees, this nature. I can go live, and there's nothing wrong with any of those things. I don't sit around just saying I can't enjoy anything or I'm a sinner. It's not true. God made the world to enjoy. We enjoy one another. I like people. I want to tell you, I like people. I like talking to the people at McDonald's. I like talking to the people at the post office. I like and going out to the gas pumps and getting into a conversation. I like people. Why not? I can follow the desires of my heart. God made it. And it's there for me to do. But you know, He put something else to this. Follow the ways of thine heart and in the sight of thine eyes. But He puts this on this. But know thou that for all of these things, God will bring thee to judgment. You know, there's a path. There's a way. There's a way. I mean, follow this. But remember one thing, for every decision that you make, keep it vividly in your mind. I'm going to have to answer for this. I am going to have to give an account for this. That's why I say this. I don't think I owe $123. But I'll pay it. That's why I say it. I'll pay it. Because when I come down to the end of it, I don't want to be wondering whether that $123 should have been paid or not. It's just not worth it. It's just not worth it to have the thought there. So, I think that the Lord would say to me, as He has in other times, He hasn't yet to this, but I think the Lord could easily say, I've got $123. It isn't that, and you all know it. It's the principal idea about it. You know what it is. But remember this, in all that you choose to do, follow your heart. Live life. Do those things. Enjoy your wife, your family. But go on picnics. Go take them out. There's life to live. Don't forget God in any of it. But live life. But remember in all of it, you don't get to make the way. You don't get to make your own way. You can't tell God how to do this. You can't tell Him, you've got to accept me at the end of this. I've done this. This is what I think's right, so I'm going to do what I think's right. No, we are obligated to seek God for the right way. We are obligated to find out what I ought to do. Lord, I don't always know what to do. I wish that I did. There's times that people will come up to me. I know recently a guy called and he wanted to talk to me and had some things. And I'll be honest with you, his situation was a little complicated and it had to do with somebody else. And it got a little complicated about how this person was acting and what he did. And this is a little complicated. And he wanted to know an answer from me and this. And I said, well, I'll just level with you. I don't know the answer. But I know the one that does. I know. I can give you my heart's lessons. I can give you my life's lessons. This is what the Lord's done with me in other times. But I don't know about this. But I know the Lord. You get serious with the Lord and the Lord will lead you. And I said, but I want to tell you something. I've seen God work miracles to bring people back together. I've seen God straighten up causes. When you commit it to the Lord and humble yourself, you'd be amazed at what the Lord can do. And how He can bring these things back. And if you're willing to not say anything, if you're willing to truly humble yourself before the Lord and not have to be that one that says, yeah, I told you. Yeah. Okay, that's part of my way. That's part of the way we want to do it. I want to make sure that you know that I was right in that. You know that little, I just want to know that it's worked out now, but you know that I was right. So let's, you know, if we can just follow the Lord. Just go the Lord's way in all of these things. God will bring thee into judgment. Therefore, remove sorrow from thy heart and put away evil from thy flesh, for childhood and youth our vanity. Well, there is a way. There is a way. When I get ready to leave here in a couple days, I know the way home. I know the way home. Lord, help us to go the way home. There is a path. Lord, you help me. And you know, even I'm going to tell you something. I've traveled. I couldn't tell you how many times. I mean, I honestly could not tell you how many times I've drove from this chapel to my house. I don't know. Over the years, I've been out here over and over and over, and I know the road. But you know, there's times that I'll miss an exit, or I'll get in a wrong lane and get choked off, or I'll. Do you know? Even at that, I can make an error in that. I can do that, and there's times that we really need the Lord to help us. I'll one of my faults is I'll get my mind on something, or we'll get to talking, and I'll even say exit so far up the road, okay, a mile up, and then about 3 or 4 miles I'm thinking, well, that's a long exit, that's a long mile, and oh no, I forgot the exit back there. Anybody else ever drive like that? I mean, it's kind of the thing. The way didn't change, folks. The way didn't change. It's the same way. The Lord has made a way for each and every one of us. But you're going to have to take the Lord's way. Yes. It's going to have to be His way. It's going to have to be what the Lord has prescribed for your life. I am afraid. I feel sometimes like, you remember when David got in his trouble and the Lord come to him and He's going to give him a penalty, and He asked Him what He wanted, and David kind of gives the penalty and says, Lord, you choose. You choose. I've messed the rest of it up. I mess this up too. Lord, I'm more comfortable in turning it over to You than I am anything else. I'm more comfortable. Amen. We can have a little anxiety about all that's going on, but I'm going to tell you, you ought to be encouraged. Amen. You ought to be encouraged, because God doesn't change. Right. And through this time that we're coming up onto, I could be willing to say, without risking anything from a prophecy here, I'd be willing to say, you ain't seen anything yet in your life. You're around here for a while. We're going to see some things on this, but don't be discouraged, because God's got a way through every bit of this for His people. He's got a way. Daniel was taken captive. from a land in a way that he knew and understood, took to Babylon, and God had a way for him in his life all the way through that, that he kept his integrity. They even looked at him and said, the spirits of the gods are in him. This man, I mean, he showed, he shined. God had a way through a whole heathenistic kingdom for a true saint of God, and he'll have a way for you and I. He does have a way for you and I through the end of 2020 and 21 and beyond. God has a way for your life that's already preset, and he wants us to follow. You pray for me. I want to be faithful.